Welcome to the round table, where wisdom's on display. Highly qualified guests talking issues of the day. With some pontification and opinions in the air, it's a lively conversation that we're all glad to share. Wise callers ring in with questions, thoughts, and more. Their voices filled with passion as they seek to explore the problems that surround us, the solutions we can find. Through the power of dialogue, we'll leave no one but behind. Come join the round table, let your voice be heard. In this world of noise, let's find a wise word. From the airwaves to the streets, let's unite as we talk. We'll share our wisdom and walk the wise walk.
Tuesday, the 16th day of April. The prepper tip of the day is to read the following book, World Without Cancer, by G. Edward Griffin. Mr. Griffin's a friend of mine, by the way. World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. And there you'll find the protocols, the same protocols I've used for 25-plus years, to not get cancer. How about that? This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us my friend Cindy Smith. We have Dave Hodges. His two websites, thecomedyshow.com, thecomedyshow.tv, and Steve Bannoun. His website, israelinewslive.org. Good morning, Steve, Cindy, and Dave.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
All right. We got Dave for the first hour only. How about yourself, Steve?
Well, me and the rooster decided to hang around as long as we can, so we'll go probably beyond the first hour.
Roger that. Okay. Well, Dave, my wife, who filled out her bucket list when she was photographed with you a couple of weeks ago in Dallas, you have found something regarding the FDA and meat and chicken and bugs. So tell us about that.
Yeah, they are going after.
I can't hear Dave John very well at all.
I can't hear him very well at all. Dave, we need better audio. Need to work on that with my engineer. Steve, while Dave's working on his audio, all these issues move forward right at just more than 200 days before the election, if it happens. And what are you hearing about whether Joe Biden will or will not be the candidate for the Democratic Party?
Well, as far as whether or not he will or will not be candidate, I've not heard much on that, but I have heard quite a bit about them doing everything they could to keep Trump from getting into office, including having this war in the Middle East there, to get it to such a stage to where we don't have any choice. You're not going to change presidencies. And you could only imagine, John, what kind of war that would take to have that happen, to where you're not going to have an election, you're not going to change commander-in-chief. They know he is not electable. They already know that. And that's one thing I heard from Washington on, is that, you know, Joe Biden is not going to be in the White House on the next term. The only way that they could pull it off is by creating a war, something that would give that authority. But it's really not a matter of them wanting to keep Joe Biden in. It's those that are in behind the scenes running the country anyway. That's who's trying to keep hold of power, and they don't want it to change back over to Republican power.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully Donald Trump learned from his mistakes the first time around, appointing deep state people to critical positions. Let's see if Dave has some better audio. Dave, are you back with us? Still no audio from Dave. Okay, well, he's working on it, I'm sure, with my engineer. Well, Steve, you have confidential sources in the Middle East. You grew up Jewish. You're now a Christian. Something we haven't talked about for a while because so other many issues seem to overwhelm this particular issue. That's the what might be called almost open fighting between the Sephardic Jews and the make-believe Jews from Southern Europe who are not really in the Jewish bloodline. After October 7th, this kind of fell into the background, but just to give people a heads up, Israel is one of the most heavily vaccinated countries on the planet, and it turns out there were two types of vaccinations given, one to the Sephardic Jews of the Moses and Abraham bloodline, the other, the saline solution to the what I call the make-believe Jews from Southern Europe, Ukraine, and that was getting to be a pretty serious issue before October 7th. Any updates on what's going on between those two groups right now, if you have any for us, Steve?
Well, one thing I have been seeing, I follow, try to get the information. It's not very easily because it's pretty much suppressed. But what I would call the Ashkenazi branch in the government, they have been trying to suppress the Sephardic community, and more so because there is so much, let me put it this way here. A lot of times in this community, and it doesn't have to necessarily be just Sephardic, but it is the Orthodox community that is not supporting the war. They're not supporting the attack on Gaza. They don't support Zionism. And they're outspoken that this government that's in there are not real Jews. And so you can find, literally, you can find videos where they send the police in, and they did. I just seen one last night. They sent the police into a synagogue there that was what they call them anti-Zionist. And they just want peace to begin with. I mean, even like when they say, oh, the Iranians hate Jews. Well, they have a huge Jewish community in Iran. And that Jewish community refused to migrate to Israel. So figure that one out, right? Why would they not want to migrate to Israel? They said, look, we even have people in our parliament here. You know, now granted, Iran is not a good government. It is the most demonic type of government you could possibly have. But even with that, they don't want to migrate to Israel. And so there is truly, there's always been in the Ashkenazi regimes that are in power, they have always tried to do away with that Sephardic or the Arabic Jewish community, like in the case of the Yemenite children that came up from Yemen that were Jewish that migrated there. Over 2,000 went missing. No accountability, no gravesite, and that's still hidden from the public. People should look up Barry Chamish. He's a good friend of mine. He's an Israeli journalist. And Barry was not Sephardic, but Barry really exposed a lot of these crimes that were done against the Sephardic community. And he's written many books, including Who Assassinated Yitzhak Rabin, which was the most famous. But he does one on called The Ringworm Children, where they experimented, nuclear experiments on Sephardic children to be able to thin out their ranks.
Now, just for clarification purposes, the Orthodox Jewish community is all Sephardic. Is that accurate, sir?
No, it's...
Okay.
Community of Orthodox Jews. Did I lose you?
I don't know. Well, my engineer needs to contact Dave by Skype.
Looks like Dave's on here, though, with us. So
Dave, are you with us? No, Dave's not here.
Okay. So, but anyway, no, the like in the case of the Chabad Jews are for the most part Ashkenazi. Now, you could have a mix in there, though, because Sephardism just really is from where your ancestry's from. Like my ancestry's from Morocco, northern Africa, where after the breakup of Israel back in during Christ's time, my ancestors mostly went to northern Africa. And some, though, ended up going down to the Arabic nations as well. But some communities are mixed in the Orthodox community. But we do have, there are separate types of Orthodox movements, and some are more predominantly Sephardic, and others are more dominant Ashkenazi. Chabad is more predominant Ashkenazi, which are more of your Khazarian Jews.
All right, let's see if Dave's back. Dave, are you back?
I think I'm back.
All right, we have good audio. Praise the Lord. All right.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Dave, before the technical difficulties, I was asking you about your update on the FDA regarding meat and chicken and beef and bugs. What you got for that?
Yeah, this is a developing story. But Biden directed the EPA to control water saturation and levels with nitrates, fertilizers, and things associated with the farming process. And effectively, the way it's going to be applied, they could put up to as many as about 5,800 farms out of business. And this is exactly what put the farmers on the streets in Europe with regard to tractors and blocking government buildings and so forth. But this is a developing story, and there's not a lot more to this yet because they're laying down the foundation but haven't started to enforce yet. But I'll tell you another story I'm working on, John, and this is big. And I've made kind of the rounds around the planet. I've been on Canada, Australia, some other shows talking about censorship. And I've had some help with this story from insider sources. And what we're basically doing is we're using an old Cold War program turned on us now. The Pentagon's really in charge of censorship. The CIA is their partner, but they got a proxy through domestic NGOs because the CIA can't operate domestically, legally at least.
Right, and
let me tell you what, there's a couple of things that have come out of this, and it's really serious now that we're coming up on the World Health Organization treaty and the fact that they can do anything to us they want. They've changed it. This is all administratively done, and they're making laws out of policies from agencies, which is unconstitutional. This is not coming out of Congress. But they've effectively, by practice, and I'm talking DHS, FBI, so forth, they've changed the definition of democracy. Democracy used to be the reference to government's obligation to protect our civil liberties. Now it's being applied to democratic institutions that the government chooses to protect, including the mainstream media. And we're left without protection. And this brings in DHS speech protocols, and this is where it gets serious. We've all heard the misinformation, disinformation, and so forth, but the malinformation is the one that should get people really upset. DHS has said you are a domestic terrorist if you engage in malinformation as well as the other two speech violations. And what that means is malinformation, everything you say about the government or about a government official could be true. It doesn't matter. You're undermining the trust in a democratic institution, and that can land you as being labeled as a domestic terrorist. And I think it's a short hop, skip, and a jump to the NDAA designation of enemy combatant. And effectively, that's what I heard Biden say in his September 1st, 2022 anti-MAGA speech. And this is the overlay coming in. The World Health Organization treaty, which is illegal. It just Biden entered into it without two-thirds of the approval of the Senate, which is illegal. And now they're calling it an agreement because they've been called on it. It's a treaty, and it's wrong. But if there's a pandemic declared, the World Health Organization declare things like mandatory vaccines, prohibition of certain kinds of medicines, travel restrictions, and also free speech violations now, hate speech, and so forth, and they'll be in control of this. And I think DHS is laying down the infrastructure for total elimination of any kind of dissent. And I think this will carry the weight of the NDAA enemy combatant designation if you're a domestic terrorist, which means you have no civil liberties. If they come to arrest you, they can hold you indefinitely. They could kill you. No one would know. They totally get to do with you what they want. It's kind of like the old Gestapo in Nazi Germany. And this is really, really serious. And this has come to me, let's say, through some upper-level military, but I don't want to be really more specific than that, because I've been told I've got to be very careful about what I reveal. And I've just received permission to start talking about this. This has been ongoing discussions, and they're laying down the foundation of tyranny, is what I'm telling you. And they're laying down the foundation for a purge. And I'm extremely worried about it. And the World Health Organization treaty kicks in at the end of May. So we're not going to have to wait real long. And we've got an overlay to the bird flu. They've announced, well, it's gone to cattle. The second human has caught it. And let me remind you, when they did bird flu before H1N1, the World Health Organization declared a pandemic after only 6 people tested positive. Now, it got worse than that, but it was 6 people, and they declared a pandemic. And they or the president get to decide what a pandemic is. And I believe enforcement could come from the UN. This is the last step in this. Obama and John Kerry illegally entered into a treaty without Senate approval again in the lame duck period before Trump took over. And we call it often the Kigali Principles. And the United States became a signatory to a 28-nation agreement, which says if a nation's in trouble, if they have a pandemic, if they have a civil war or some natural disaster, the other nations can come in with military force and do what needs to be done. And my fear is if we get to that level, that military force will be Chinese wearing blue helmets.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing and very scary, to say the least. Well, thank you for the update, Dave.
And he's right.
Thank you, Steve. Cindy, you've been very patient listening to Dave's comments. What response do you have to Dave's comments, Cindy?
Well, Dave, I've been looking at this issue from the perspective of the World Health Organization and some of the things we've learned over the intervening years since the vaccine rollout about the Department of Defense and related agencies under other transactional authority actually writing the contracts for the production of the vaccine and Operation Warp Speed. And you look at the One Health paradigm that's being spoken about through the international health agencies, and it really does look like a medical top-down takeover and just a steamrolling of our civil liberties. One of the things I've heard international attorney Todd Callender speak of repeatedly is every citizen that's concerned about this reaching out to local law enforcement. If you have a constitutional sheriff, this would be a good time to introduce yourself and make a relationship with this person, because our local law enforcement, and hopefully not military, but possibly military, may be called upon to enact some of these unconstitutional actions that would come out of this health takeover. And we need to make those relationships now so that our people protect our own citizen civil liberties.
Yeah, I totally agree with what Cindy is saying there. And this is something that I'm going to take to my friend, Sheriff Richard Mack. I'm going to give him a ring either today or tomorrow and try to bring in CSPOA, his organization, into this, because we need to be educating. And there's even more. And this is all Obama era administration, like the NDAA came in during Obama, although that was a congressional act too, and they just renewed it. But they also have something called ESF, and this is a Human Health Services and UN project. It's called ESF 8 through 14, and it's 7 different acts, and they prescribe how they can forcibly go and quarantine people against their will. There's no legal recourse. But here's the curious thing. When I looked at this back in about 2013, in the Obama years, there were 17 groups that were associated with this forced evacuation of people for whatever reason, based on a George Bush and then later an Obama executive order. You could have the sniffles and they could take you away. But here's the interesting thing. 17 agencies, the FBI, DHS, and so forth, but not one medical institution. Now, wait a minute. They're evacuating people for quarantine for medical reasons, but no medical organizations are a part of it. I think this is medical martial law, and it's designed to be thinly veiled to take away dissenters.
It is, absolutely. We have a break panel. We have a couple of callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
So excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Website is thelibertyman.com. I now have a fresh supply of energy cleaners ready for immediate shipment. If you have issues with sleep, issues with pain, check out the energy cleaner. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecompetentshow.com, thecompetentshow.tv. Steve Ben-Noon, website, theisraelinewslive.org, and my friend Cindy Smith. Panel, we got a couple of callers on hold that have been very patient here. First, we have Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you, John. This is for Dave and the panel, but specifically for Dave, which is, Dave, did you see the movie Civil War?
Not yet. Actually, we're going to see it tomorrow night.
Dave, you really need to see the movie Civil War, because this movie is literally a slap on the face to MAGA conservatives.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But there's a couple of things in the movie that you really need to emphasize on. In the movie, $300 will buy you either a ham or a cheese sandwich at the gas station, because hyperinflation will destroy the economy. Number two, mass graves. That part terrified me, about mass graves, and how at the end of the movie, they kill the president. Those three things really terrify me.
And Jeff, you know you got to give out spoiler alerts when you tell people the ending. But anyway, yeah, I've heard a little bit about this too. I've heard it's not realistic. I'm seeing it for the purposes of writing a review and trying to make sense of it all. What is Hollywood trying to tell us through predictive programming? That's going to be the lens that I look at.
Oh, that's true. That is so true, because a lot of it is not, at least half of it is not realistic, because it's Hollywood. But what I do with a movie like this is I try to take out the parts that are realistic, like the hyperinflation, like the mass graves, you know, and try to encapsulate the message they're trying to give to the people. And a movie like that, you have to really read between the lines, because there's a lot of subtleties in the movie. Because you're right, the movie is not realistic. But if you read between the lines, it's going to scare the daylights out of you.
Yeah, and Jeff, what I think is more realistic is not so much a civil war, but the Chinese terrorist-led preemptive strike on all our infrastructure. And we de-evolve like crazy. Now, it's interesting. The nation can still defend itself, but we can't defend ourselves in those situations. And I think we're going to de-evolve into warlords versus warlords. I think they're setting us on a path when this happens to self-destruct. Americans against Americans. It's a frightening time we live in. And I'm going to give you, you talked about hyperinflation.
Yeah.
You know, very people are talking about this. The Strait of Hormuz is a very narrow channel of which oil passes through, a lot of the world's oil. And if Iran can manage to block those shipments, it's Katie bar the door. I mean, Biden sold off the strategic oil reserves. He won't restart oil production in this country under any conditions. I mean, we could be without energy if that happens. That's something we should all be talking about.
Oh, yes. And as a wrap-up to the call, the number one weakness of civil war, they don't have foreign soldiers and foreign invaders in the country. Because to me, the movie Civil War is a Disneyland version of what's coming. What's really coming? Foreign invaders with American traitors opening up the door for the foreign invaders. And that's scarier than even the movie itself. Dave, thank you very much for giving me your insights, and have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, before we move on, Cindy, I don't think neither one of us seen the movie yet. Do you have any comments on Jeff's statement there?
I have kind of a different perspective when it comes to movies. I have not been in a theater in probably over a decade. I tend not to watch movies because I want to try to steer free of the propaganda and the predictive programming. I think the predictive programming piece in this movie is to try and get Americans to think about civil war in terms of them fighting against their own brethren, like our civil war of the 1860s. And this is not where we are. I think the powers that be are doing everything they can to gin up divisiveness and to get us to fight against one another. But actually, we should be thinking in terms of being a resistance movement and fighting against entrenched enemies, both foreign and domestic, who are fighting against us, and many of those people are in our own federal government. So don't fall for the bait. We are not fighting against the other citizens of this country. Americans should stand united, put aside their differences, and resist against the internationalists who are coming in here and trying to undermine and take over this country.
Yeah, Steve, John, I agree.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. I agree with Cindy wholeheartedly in what she's saying here, and her mental health may be better than mine because I occasionally do go out to the movie theaters. But I'll say this: they're constantly trying to pit one race against another, one social class against another, gay versus straight, legal versus illegal. They're always trying to divide us. So I think this movie is a furtherance of that, and I agree with Cindy on that point.
Roger that. We have a problem here. Break away with that.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
feel a connection to the earth. As I nurture these plants, I witness their rebirth. With an energy cleaner, I harness nature's power, transforming my garden, blooming with each passing hour. Softly swaying in the breeze, my garden dances with joy. Abundant fruits and vegetables, flavors to enjoy. Award-winning flowers bloom, a vibrant sight to see. The energy cleaner, my garden sings with harmony.
Sold exclusively at thelibertyman.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We add to my COVID panel two or three times a week. You want to get up to date on the most, the worst crime in human history? You can do that at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecommentshow.com. TheCommonsShow.tv, Steve Bannoon, website IsraeliNewsLive.org, and my friend Cindy Smith. Let's see, panel, are we ready to go for our next caller here? Looks like we are. John in Texas. Morning, John.
Hello. I have one question. It seems that I've been looking around the leftist YouTube sites, and it seems that ever since the attack on Gaza started, they've completely ignored the war in Ukraine. I mean, you hear very few little about Ukraine anymore. There, it looks like, and it's and I guess Jeff Nyquist was right about them. About how that it was no coincidence that the attack that Gaza started on Putin's birthday.
That this is there a question, John?
Yes, it was. It sounds like, in fact, it was the reason. It was the timing of it was to create a distraction, to take the Western eyes off Ukraine and onto Israel, so that Putin can continue. They will where they will not be inclined to support Ukraine against Russia, and Russia can complete whatever their objectives are in Ukraine. Is this a fair assessment, or possibly delay or keep people from the public from demanding support for Ukraine and putting all their efforts into supporting the Palestinians? What is this correct?
Steve, you want to take that one? Steve, you want to take that question? Okay. Oh, we lost Steve. Dave, how about it? You got a follow-up response?
Well, I've noticed the same thing. It's gone silent in Ukraine, but you got to remember what's happening. Biden is struggling to get financing for Ukraine through, and they've got to ignore Ukraine at the same time because they're on the verge of total defeat. They're abducting teenagers off the street into vans and incarcerating them and then forcing them into military service. They're doing the same thing, too, with older people. The army they have is a joke, and they got to call attention away from that so they can keep the money going to keep the military-industrial complex happy.
All right. Well, John, you got your response.
If they did it on his birthday, I assume it is right, assume it is no coincidence. But it's because they recognize that the situation there is hopeless and lost. And there's no point, and they're trying to get people to look away from that so they can get their attention on Israel so that they will not have to account for the loss of Ukraine.
Well, they haven't lost it yet, if you're asking me that question. They haven't lost it yet. But if they want the funding, they got to call attention away from the disaster that's unfolding. I mean, that war is hopeless. I mean, Zelensky's talking about a mythical counteroffensive that'll never happen.
Also, I have a question about Iran. At the beginning of the Iranian Revolution, when the Shah fell, I understand that there have been accusations that the man that was exiled by the Khomeini, that was exiled by the Shah in 1965, and the man that supposedly returned in 1979 were not one and the same man. The one that returned was an imposter.
Well, I'm happy to say that Biden's not the first to have a double.
We do need to move on. Thank you for your call, John. Let's go to Kyle in Montana. Kyle, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen and ladies. Cindy, I kind of want to respond a little bit to your statement there. While about the racial, you know, they're trying their best to foment this stuff, and I agree with you. And if cooler heads would prevail, that is the if we were intelligent enough to be able to grasp that, I believe that would be exactly what we need. That is the best world scenario, in my opinion. But the problem that we're finding is that this Biden administration is implementing this desperate impact thinking. And it's basically outcome base of everything. Like California has lowered the bar exams because not enough blacks are doing it, are passing. And they're actually quoting them as saying, why should this test stand between me and being a lawyer? And I'm just talking about, I'm not joking. This is really, in fact, I'm going to give you something, and you should have her on for a guest, John. This lady's name it's in the newest February 2024, volume 53, number 2, Imprimis Magazine, IMPRIMIS. And right. The lady's name is Heather McDonald. And this has over 6,600,000 readers, and it's put out by Hillsdale College.
All right. I subscribe to the publication. All right.
Yeah. The latest
I got a comment on the California bar test. First of all, I don't know how many states, but California is one state. You do not have to be a graduate of any law school to take the bar examination. Now, that said, within the legal community, and I've been aware of this for decades, the California bar examination is known to be one of, if not the toughest, bar examination in the entire 50 states. And if you can pass the California bar examination, you're ready to be an attorney, even if you have not graduated from law school. Now, obviously, that appears to have changed. I was not aware of that. That will cause a diminished standard among who will not become an attorney, and of course, who will later become a judge in the state of California.
Correct.
That's a very bad turn of events, in my opinion.
Yep. Well, this is just one. I'm just using one tiny example of this article that she just wrote. But she is brilliant. But so my point is here that we are being pushed constantly into the racial end of things, where the whites are being minimized and destroyed, and any rights you have is being put on the burner, and every other culture is being raised up in anything having to do with Western culture or white culture of any kind are being crushed. They're pushing us, and if you look on YouTube, you can see most of this violence that's being perpetrated, in this country is being perpetrated by blacks. It's just a fact. I'm not trying to create nothing. It's just a fact. I mean, if there was an alien that landed here and was taking notes, this is what he would say, right? It's obvious. And the people in a war that don't know they're in a war are usually the first ones to die. And if we don't wake up to what's going on and start preparing for it, because whether we like it or not, we are being pushed into it. And I think it's coming. I wish to God, I really do. I wish to God that you were right, Cindy, that people across the board could grasp what it is that they're doing to us, and on every single race, understand how we're being pushed into this box, but they're not. And that's, your comments are fine with me, whichever way you guys want to go, all of you for that matter.
Well, I'll go first. Dave makes frequent references to the Tet Offensive. Of course, I lived through the Tet Offensive, and most of the U.S. Military was caught off guard. I wasn't, because I was in military intelligence and I knew it was coming in September 1967. But the statement that if war is coming, you're not prepared for it, you end up dead, is a very true statement. My buddies in Saigon, 90 miles from where I was, they said, John, we got trucks full of dead Americans going past us every few minutes. And it's a very true statement that if a war is coming, you're not prepared for it, you're much more likely to be a victim. Cindy, you got any follow-up?
I just wanted to say that I agree with Kyle that the enlightened path forward is to link arms with other Americans and go forward and put our differences aside. However, the institutions have been co-opted and corrupted. You can see through government programs how we're getting pushed down this equity and diversity path instead of a meritocracy, which has always been the basis of the American dream and the American experience and the American culture. And they've completely destroyed the language that we talk about, with the terms we use to talk about the American dream and the American experience. And so, yeah, I think it's the people that do see what kind of a war we're in need to keep speaking the truth, and find others who understand, and start in your local communities and build outward from there. And I think that's what's always happened in a resistance movement. It starts locally, and people link arms with one another, and the movement grows.
Absolutely. Dave, your follow-up, if you have any, sir?
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to look at the world, actually our country, through the lens of depopulation. And I know on the surface that seems a little bit extreme, but if you think about it, everything that this administration honors is a lifestyle that doesn't end in procreation. They're flirting with nuclear war. We have unhealthy food. They're talking about us eating bugs. The medical practices we have in this country today are abhorrent. They've abandoned the medical model in terms of how we approve vaccines and other medications. Everything they're doing is negative to their health. I mean, from microplastics to the additives in food. And so if you step back and say, okay, does depopulation enter into this? I think it enters into every single thing I just said. Right now, they're trying to overthrow the country, and they're doing a Maoist cultural revolution that we're talking about here. But once that's accomplished, I think they want most of us gone. They don't need us because of AI and other factors.
Absolutely. Steve, welcome back. You were gone for a little bit.
Thank you, John. Finally got back. Had to put out a couple of forest fires. So,
Roger
but,
that.
Right. But I agree with Dave. I mean, you know, the thing is a lot of these intel meetings that I've been in, especially over the last few years, my Washington correspondent, though, unfortunately, he had to go into early retirement because of severe health issues. But the one thing that was always discussed was that they want to thin out the numbers. And kind of circling back to what Dave said earlier about, you know, these agreements where these other nations can come in case there's strife, things like that. That's all on the agenda. And yes, the Biden administration had signed an agreement with China to come in case we ever have any civil unrest in this nation. Now, I'm going to throw kind of a little rapid one out because I'd love to hear Dave's response on this and Cindy's too. John, of course, I value yours even more, but I'm just kidding.
Me
anyway,
too.
He is a wealth of knowledge. All right. Here's what, this is in a nutshell that I got from Washington. This is going back a little bit now. He said, what the ultimate plan is, they want to bring this nation down. We would have a three-front war. Ukraine is going to spill over into Europe because they want to deal with some of the European nations. It's going to be a war that would be between Israel and the Israel and Iran. We would be part of that front, and that they would have this crazy thing. I was told you're going to see something that's going to happen in the Middle East that is going to shock you, and it will actually plummet the world into a global war. That was Gaza. It was confirmed to me later that that's what it was. They would not expose that in the beginning. They said then what's going to happen is they're basically wanting that to kind of ignite the issue to where Russia and the United States will eventually get into it. Once Russia and the United States get into it and they weaken those two powers there, but they're also going to be working on us internally with civil war, civil strife already, even before that happens. But then what they would do then is that once both the United States and Russia have been weakened from our own conflict that we get engaged into, which, by the way, while we're engaged with Russia, China will go after Taiwan. And then they're going to go after the Philippines. They're going to also take over the hegemony of the entire region. I said, but then I was told, though, they want to take and break up Russia into five regions and to change Russia. I said, well, how are you going to do that if Russia and the United States gets into a war? They said China is already on board with that. And I said, so China and Russia is going to go to war? They said, no. He said, what's going to happen is they're going to do, he said, China will do such a blistering sanctions, because they will really be the only big superpower left that still has a viable economy, and that what they will do is they will put sanctions on Russia far greater than what we ever did that will finally bring Russia down and they can divide the territory up. That's the way it was put.
And I really agree with that. And in fact, I said this on an interview when I was on this radio station in Australia, that Russia and America are going to wear each other down and China will emerge as the dominant power. And people forget Putin used to be aligned with the WEF. He's not now. He's not on board with the LGBTQ stuff. He's not on board with climate change. They're going to eat meat and dairy and not do 15-minute cities. So Russia is an enemy of the globalists now. and they want to deal with them. And I think that we're looking at an American-Russian confrontation that'll wear both powers down, and Russia will be more easily conquered.
Hey, John, do you mind if I come in here with one question for Steve?
Well, make it quick. We got a break coming up here.
Okay. Steve, I know you were gone while I was mentioning these things earlier, but do you see the racial tensions in this country escalating this summer to the point of major violence? And it looks like I'll listen after the break.
Yeah, and if the break cuts in, I'll finish answering on the other end. But yeah, they actually...
We're in the break, Steve. Hold on. We're in the break. Stand by.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Health Simple with Kalwada Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the Gold Mountain and Medical Symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Steve, you're interrupted by the break. You want to continue, sir?
Yes, absolutely. So the thing was is that one of the things that we were dealing with in D.C. on Intel going back several years already is that all the evils that were being perpetrated on the black community, whether it be the, you know, the beatings or whatever, the, you know, the violations, civil rights, things like that. These things were being done intentionally because they were wanting to create strife and unrest between the two races to get a civil war in this nation. But as I was being told, they never could get the success that they wanted. It just, the black community would not respond. And, you know, not any, I mean, even with the Black Lives Matter, all these things here, they still never got the full outblown response that they were looking for. Now, in light of that, though, what I have noticed when we look at the Southern Border Compromise, and then we see that they're bringing in not only the Arabic, the Chinese into the country, but they're also bringing in African people that speak English, because there are a lot of African-speaking nations that speak English. They're bringing them in as refugees, and they can easily embed into the black community. And these are people, though, that are willing to fight. These are the people that could ignite and help spark a somewhat of a racial revolution or a racial civil war in this nation. But I also see that there, you know, because the problem is in America, everything is so comfortable still. And this is what I was always told. People don't want to leave their comfort zone. That's why they're not doing like they do in Europe and going out in mass protests and things like that. But if you start creating a scenario where they're coming in and people are looting your home and you're burning your house down and things like that begin to happen, then that's going to cause an uprising in this nation, sure enough. Then people are going to stand for what's going on. But, you know, American black community is not just going to do that. But if you bring in the people from outside that have already been living in third world conditions, that are willing for that free paycheck they're getting now to go do these things, it's going to change the tide, sure enough.
Absolutely. Okay, let's see. We need to leave at the top of the hour. Hello, Dave.
No, I'm okay, yes. John.
Yeah, I do, John. Okay. Well, go ahead.
You've got about 3 minutes to summarize or 2 minutes to summarize, maybe not that long. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, I'll be quick. And Steve, we need to try to talk someday. I'm tied up with a medical appointment, but I've got feedback for you and a personal concern you brought to me. But anyway, obviously we're being attacked on multiple fronts, and I'm going to renew my claim here, and I don't mean to preach from the pulpit, but civil war will solve nothing. It'll just make things worse and make it more likely we're going to be conquered. I agree with the calls for unity, and we need to stand together or we're going to fall. And Jesus is the answer.
Dave, thank you very much. We look forward to being back next Tuesday. We got a top hour break. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.